you're listening to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. We're your hosts, Colby and Kendall. We are twin sisters that work together to help motivate other women to find peace within the home, cultivating joy in everyday life, and of course, standing firm on Christ. We hope you guys stick around and become part of our community. With all love, enjoy the show. How we grow our community is only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_, and don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. Hey guys, welcome to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. We are twin sisters that have a heart for the Lord and excited. Wait, you're doing our intro?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's for some reason I thought for some reason I thought I had to do that, but we have an intro, so I'm introducing. Anyways, what's up, guys? Colby and Kendall here. It has been a minute since we've
done. That's why you're out of rhythm.
Yeah, that's why I'm out of rhythm. It has been a minute since Colby and I have got to sit down and record a podcast. We've been doing the Tuesday podcasts, and that's been holding us while we've been super busy in this season. But man, it is just such a joy to sit down and chat with old Colb.
Yes.
And hang out and just speak what's been on our hearts and minds. So we are just so excited to be back. We've missed you guys, and we hope you missed us.
Yes, absolutely. I would literally just said on my podcast on Tuesday, I said, I'm in a chit-chatty mode and I don't have my sister to talk with, so I guess I'll just get started. And now you're here.
Now I'm here. Look That's right.
Look at us.
That's right. We have been just busy.
Yeah. You, especially you guys. Yeah. I feel like every day this week I've done something.
Yes.
Out of the house. I'm exhausted.
Not me. I feel like I've been at my house so much doing stuff constantly where it can't go anywhere, which I love it though.
Right, right.
I feel like since the beginning of the year, I've aged 30 years. And I'm serious. I love being home.
Oh, being
it's
home
so
is
busy,
the best.
But so peaceful.
It's so peaceful. It's great.
It really is. It really is.
Donnie and I have been starting to get up earlier. Well, as I say that, yesterday we got up super early. Was that yesterday? Because of the tornado sirens going off.
Yes.
Super, super early. But we've been getting up early, and I think just winning the quote, now everybody has different seasons, but the quote, winning the morning wins the day, right now is thriving for us because I'm getting so much done before Huck wakes up, and it's feeling so good.
Yeah, and it starts you off for the day.
I feel like I can stay on top of it, actually. I'm trying to be disciplined in that, and Johnny's doing great, too. But the other day, I'll be honest, when the tornado came through, or not, it didn't come through the town, just the tornado signs, we had lots of people over. I did go back to sleep. I was like, I am going
that
back
day
to sleep.
I slept in too.
Yeah.
We got up at 6 is when you called. So I don't really have live TV. So Colby calls me when I need to take cover. So anyways, Colby called me around 6 and I was like, okay, I'll watch the weather, and then I fell back asleep till 8, but it felt so good.
I slept until 9 that day.
But
it felt amazing.
Yeah. I'm sure it did, but being disciplined and just doing what you need to get done for the day, it helps your family rhythm so much.
Oh my gosh, yes. And also I've been getting rid of toys here and there, so my front room is like empty with toys.
I love that.
But it makes me just think clearer, I feel like.
Yeah, I've been meaning to clean my playroom forever
I
now.
Thought you were about to say years.
Years. You might as well just say years. But I just haven't yet. It's been on my to-do list, and I just keep marketing it for the next day.
Yeah, I understand.
But I'm serious. I'm about to take a trash bag and just... They've been going and playing there right now.
Really?
They've just been playing with, fun cardboard boxes, imagination, blocks, magnet tiles.
It probably overwhelms them being in there.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe I need to come out and help you.
No, I'll just take it all to the dumpster.
All right, there we go. Make it easy on both of us, I guess.
That's right. Talk about being disciplined. Today, Colby and I are going to be talking about
keepers of the home.
Keepers of the home, the trad wife movement, feminists.
The false narrative of the trad wife movement.
Yes. So we will be hitting a couple different points today.
because we feel like it's important as Christian women that we know where we need to stand biblically and what the Lord has in plan for us, has planned for us. And we just want to share what's on our hearts and what's on our minds about these subjects, because I feel like in the area that we talk to and speak into and that we're passionate about, these are good things to discuss.
Absolutely. I am super excited to go over this because I feel like you and I, throughout our journey of being keepers of the home,
Could you set her off?
one moment. I gotta go take care of my son real fast. As I was saying, it was that I think throughout, I believe that's what I was saying was, I feel like throughout our journey of finding out what keepers of the home means, I feel like you and I first relied on a lot of social media influence, and then we went to God's word and we figured it out because I feel like we were influenced by the trad wife in a different spectrum of what truly a Christian trad wife should be.
Right, yeah, I
If
agree.
you feel,
Yeah.
yeah. So I feel like I am really passionate, getting really passionate about this because figuring out what God says versus what social media says, number one, is night and day difference.
Yeah.
It's so easy to be influenced by social media because we're on social media way more than what we are in the Word.
Yeah, and also more, we have everything at our fingertips more than
Yeah.
any generation ever. So it's so easy to get distracted and deceived because we all use it for resources, but go to God's word first before any social media
Yeah.
account.
And I just think it's interesting that even, strong Christian women, you find a lot of us, we do spend more time on social media than God's word. So why wouldn't that have a more influence on us than His word if we're not building the fruit of the Spirit up correctly, in His word
Yeah.
rather than that? And I just feel so convicted of that. But really finding out what He says, what a keeper of the home is versus the trad wife trend. Now we're going to go a little bit on both spectrums here. Of course, in this podcast, of course, we have to bring up feminism and the wave of feminism on how that has affected the what God has said about being a, let's say, I don't want to say trad wife. I feel like that's just too,
That's
just a keeper of
a
the home,
traditional wife.
a traditional wife. Yeah.
Staying home with children, wanting to have lots of children, wanting to have children, not certain necessarily tons,
Right.
but loving to
Loving their husband. Well,
lead.
just let's read what Titus 2 has to say first
Okay.
about what women should be, and then we're going to go to what these second wave feminist founders of feminism say about women and how opposite it is. Okay,
It's
let's
right here.
see. Where is it?
Pam.
What? We're both looking at
Oh,
the.
hear me.
Oh,
Sorry,
here we go.
sorry. Okay.
That is 2. This is 2:3. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior such as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not giving in to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blaspheming. So what I got from that, of course, I don't. Do you find any, did you find that offensive at any point in your life?
Maybe like when I was a teenager,
Yeah.
but no, not now. Because
Because
I
I
love
think,
it.
yeah, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it, but I see a lot of.
But I understand why people would get mad over it. If you are into like almost a feminist mindset, but you claim to follow Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, I get why people would beg, but I don't want to do that.
Because everybody gets a drink of the water, even if we don't mean to, of feminism, even in the church. Everybody takes
Yes.
a swig of the water. Some people
Of
just, of
feminism.
feminism, yeah.
Yeah.
And they get realize that. And also, a lot of people, we've been so blessed with our husbands as well. It is, of course, we have our battles, we have our up and downs with them. But a lot of women have a hard time submitting to their own husband because of the different battles that they do face that we haven't seen before either. So I do have sympathy with that and just following God's word. And also, I love that it says, because a lot of people can take this out of context, a lot of women, it says submit to your own husband, not submit to men in
Right,
general.
right.
Like you are to submit to your household. He is the representative of you. And we're not saying men are superior than women, or women are
There's
either
just
vice
different
versa.
roles.
It's different roles. And when you're in a marriage,
You submit to your husband because that is what the Lord has called us to
Now,
do.
obviously, we have to put the clearing in. If you're in an abusive relationship or anything like that,
The best thing you can do is go get help to respect your husband and to
or
get
leave.
yourself out of that situation.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Our hearts go out to you. We're not talking about
Yes.
that. Yes.
Absolutely. Because it's loving to go get help when it's needed.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
You.
Anyways, we had to put that claimer out here there because disclaimer, because just people take it so wrong.
So it says to love your children and to love your husband. And it's funny, let's go back to these women that are founders of feminism to see how opposite this agenda is. Gloria Steinem said housewives are parasites.
Well, they
That's
also think
nice.
babies are parasites.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then Betty Freeman has said housewives are mindless and sucking out another strength of another organism, pretty much saying, and the finished quote of that, I didn't write it down, but I do know somewhat of what it says, says something like, children shouldn't have to bear the weight of the mother dying to herself because she invests so much into her children. That's pretty much what it says,
Oh, yeah.
which in the Bible it says we are to die to ourselves to
Yeah, to the
become more like
flesh.
Christ.
Right.
And these big feminist movement people are saying, how dare you?
Right.
And you see a lot of Christian women as well say, I'm going to go do this to show my daughter what a woman can be, to break the glass walls, to break the glass whatever.
Yes.
And you see a lot of women, tackle that agenda without, they truly are digging into a wave of feminism saying, I'm more than just a mom. I'm more than just a wife. When in reality, we're not saying that's all we are, but the Bible does call us to love our children, to love our husband, to die to ourselves, to become more Christ-like.
Right. And also, if we put our identity in our children or our husbands, I mean, that's a false narrative anyways. Our identity should come from Christ. So you're right. You're not just a mom or a wife. You are Christ's daughter. You're a Christ disciple. And that's where we should be pulling from, and that way we can steward what the Lord has given us. So a lot of people want to argue. We are putting this out here because a lot of people want us to argue and say, well, feminism, it's actually just about women wanting to be equal, blah, blah, blah. Well, this is the root of feminism. This is where it came from. These are the founders of feminism that said this. This isn't just like, oh, hey, like women want to be equal. They are saying housewives are parasites.
And also, this is, like you said, they're founders of it. So this is the soil where feminism is growing. It's not some crazy, wild growing thing that's like, oh, this just popped out of nowhere. This is the root cause of the people who the founders of this wave.
Right.
So they truly, and it's funny that they say all this, and if it's about equality and all that, which a lot of people, you're going to have the extremists, most people are going to be moderate, but the extremists voices are going to be the loudest, of course. But it's saying, some of them say, I forgot who said it, but another founder of it said pretty much like they don't want women to have the option to stay at home and to
Yes.
raise
Yeah, I know
children.
who you're talking about. I don't know the name, but I know who you're
Yeah,
talking about.
to raise children because so many will do that and they're useless to society if they do that.
Right.
So it's like, so what is it? Do you want choice for women, or do you want it? It just seems crazy to give them not that choice because that's not what you want and it upsets you.
That's why if you are a self-claim a feminist, then you need to know where your roots come from.
Right.
Because a lot of people want to just say, no, it's just supposed to be equal. It's supposed to be equal. But where is the soil at? Where is this? Where did it start from? Where is it growing? Because it's a lie, but you know what isn't a lie? The Bible, God's word, God's truth. And you will find what, when you true, a woman is beautiful. People who think that women that stay home are any less than women that work. And I know a lot of people nowadays are going to say, I don't think that. I just think it's great women have a choice. But that's not where the roots are coming from.
Right. It's so much more than just that.
It's so much more than just that. Maybe you do think that, and that's great, but then that's not being a feminist.
Right.
And
Yeah, absolutely.
women should have choice. We think that, and we're far from feminist.
Oh gosh, yes, we are. And I think it's funny how just living how living the Bible is in today's world, because the mommy wine culture, says
Oh.
you're just trying to last till bedtime. You got a day drink because you have children. Oh, it's the weekend getaway with the girls. I have to go get wine, and then you get, drunk or whatever. And it says that we are not to give in too much wine.
Oh yeah,
And
isn't
I
that
just,
something?
it almost makes me giggle because it shows you how old the Bible is, but how relative and living it is today.
Yeah.
And it is never, like, it's never failing. It's always relative. It's always
Yeah.
there, and it's always right, for sure. And
Yeah.
I just see this within our culture.
Yeah.
So we kind of hit on feminism a little hard, and we're not just going to be doing that this whole time. Trust us. We have a plan,
You guys
because
know how we feel about
yeah,
feminism,
but
okay?
this is it's the root cause of what we're saying with being keepers of the home, because then you have the other side, the
Yeah.
trad wife on social media, who I would not say is a Christian trad wife narrative. It's going to be the you dress up, which that's fine. I'm not, but you dress up. You have to have your makeup done. You have to have a beautiful house, clean at all times. Your children are in matching outfits at all times. You have the best activities. You have the best treats. Your husband and you are magically perfect. Nothing's ever wrong. You're happy to submit and serve to him at all times of the day,
Yeah.
which we are called to be joyful in everything we
Right.
do. But you get it.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I 100% agree. And it can be such it is such a false narrative too, to be like you have to cook everything from scratch or else you're not living a holy life. You have to dress up every single day or else you are not truly a submissive wife or a good mother or you or
Beautiful,
yeah. Yeah, which is funny because Colby and I were just talking about this.
I already know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, and I wasn't even thinking about today's podcast when I was telling you. I had told Colby I had to unfollow a girl from Instagram because she just, I love what she does, but she just is always, I don't know. It just almost seems realistic. Maybe she's AI, I don't know.
Unrealistic.
I mean, it's just too unrealistic, my bad. But it's like she's always in a dress. Her house is always perfectly clean. Her and her children sing hymns every single morning, sitting on the couch, and they're all sitting there so perfectly. And which is great if it's real.
And
But
the house is
yeah,
spotless.
and the house is spotless. I mean, I wish that was my reality. Maybe I just need to step it up. I don't
But
know.
yeah, and there's just a false reality to that, because motherhood is, day by day wiping a lot of butts, having the house messy sometimes, staying in a routine, wanting to, get things done and not being lazy. But sometimes that's the season you're in. Sometimes you are going to have a pile of laundry or lots of piles of laundry,
Sometimes.
sometimes,
You
like
mean every
all the
day?
time.
I'm just joking.
But there's an unrealistic trad wife movement going around. And I feel like I was captured in that too, thinking you had to wear a beautiful skirt or dress every day. And that can also go back to some other things too. But anyways, and having to do your makeup and hair, but that doesn't define you as a wife or mother.
Yeah, and also, I mean, that's kind of where, like, you could t tie in vanity
Absolutely.
there, like without even realizing it, and be like, well, it's great to take care of yourself and to look nice, but are you doing it to be vain? I mean, it's a heart posture issue too. I mean, I'm not saying everyone who does that thinks that, but you know what I mean?
And I think we should, like you said, we should want to take care of ourselves, but doing it for the Lord and knowing we are a beautiful child of God, not for vanity
Right.
in that way. But you look on all these social media accounts, and it's all these women,
And a lot of their dresses aren't modest.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought that
It's
up.
like sexual.
I was on a girl's page, that dark-headed girl's page that I was telling you about. She's gorgeous. And she is a housewife, Christian housewife, but her dresses, oh my gosh. She doesn't have any kids. Her body's rocking.
Shake and bake, baby. I'm glad still got it.
But still, I'm like, this doesn't sit right with me when you're pushing a narrative to be a trad wife, to make your husband all these amazing meals, but you're going on social media with tons of cleavage hanging out. You're showing every inch of your curves
And
to do what who are you entertaining? What who are who's going to click on that?
right.
It's going to be more than just your
Yeah,
husband.
and a lot of the time it's like dresses that are like a little too short, like you bend over and you can see
Yeah.
some
And we are
stuff.
called to be
We are called to
modest.
be modest,
That's
100%, but see, that's just silly.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, you can you and you look at a lot of these people, we don't know their story. We don't know their finances. We don't know their marriage, their background, if they inherited a lot of money or if they're just faking it. There's a girl on Instagram who just got called out for faking it, being a trad wife. She was more of the men are superior than women type person, stroking men's egos more than like biblical ways. And it turns out she's not married and she doesn't have any children. She pretty much was just dressing up, making all these meals, looking gorgeous doing it while saying, serve your man, do all this stuff. And she doesn't have a husband or kids. I'm like, yeah, if I didn't have that, you have all the time in the world to dress up and make amazing meals. And we love making nutritious
Oh my
meals.
goodness. And this isn't, we're not saying this is an excuse not to make nutritious, homemade from scratch meals
Right.
whatsoever. There's just a balance. There's a
Well,
balance in everything.
and that's where the swing is going. So we've talked about feminism, and now we're talking about the
Trad.
trad wife, and that's another. It's another whole different way of swinging to an extreme amount that's not true. Now let's come back to the biblical point of view of being a housekeeper, a home, whatever.
A helpmeet,
A helpmeet, yeah.
a homekeeper.
That is where the steady line, I just think it's just steady all the time. It's the truth, it's what we are called to do, and it's just you have one way and then you have the other way. And when you come to what the Lord says about what women should be doing, it never is telling. It's just a piece.
There's a piece there. It truly is. Whenever we see and we actually like give ourselves to it, people think serving other people is just the worst thing ever. But honestly, serving your family, we are called to serve our family, even if you do work. And that doesn't
Absolutely.
mean your family's not going to serve you because they do in different ways.
Yeah, for sure. And this is with working and non-working, like you just said. Like, we are still called to what the Bible says, no matter what role we're in, I guess, in that aspect. No matter what, if you're a woman, and what somebody pointed out, what I heard today actually about women, he talks about it quite a bit. He made the role of what we should be so important. Half of the population are women. And this is pretty much what this person said, but it was like half of the population is women. Obviously, our divine role,
It's
it is pretty
beautiful.
divine. And it's crazy to me that I'm also taking this from somebody. I don't know her name, but credit to whoever said this. It's crazy to me that we live in a society that celebrates femininity, being feminine in men, but being masculine in women. I mean,
Colby, so
so
true.
it's like if a guy does something like for his wife, that's more feminine. Our society celebrates men doing things that are more feminine, and it's very, very odd to me. And then women who, they don't need a man and they do all X, Y, and Z, because they can do just as much as a man can do, breaking those glass ceilings, they get celebrated. And I see a lot of Christian women who have drank the water of feminism, and even if it's just a tad bit, I see that how toxic it is to the mindset and how far off it is.
It's
Because
honestly all about me, me, me.
it literally is the opposite of what God tells us to do. I mean, let's just take every sentence by sentence to see how opposite it is for a second. Okay. That they may teach young women to be sober.
Mommy wine culture.
Going like in colleges, a lot of it just party scenes, all that.
You do you.
Yeah. To love their husbands.
She don't need no man.
To love their children.
They're too expensive. There's abortion.
You
They
don't
won't
need
let you
them.
sleep. Yeah, you why need children?
You're gonna lose yourself. To be discreet, loud and
Yeah, I'm loud
obnoxious,
and proud.
talking back,
Talking back.
negative, gossip, chaste, to be chaste.
Hookup culture.
Keepers at home, go work.
You
You don't,
parasite.
yeah, you parasite. I'm good and obedient to their own husbands. Woo!
Oh, we don't
Oh,
even need to say
man.
anything on that.
So you see that exactly what the Lord tells us to do, our society for years has been telling us to do the exact opposite. And when we go to what the Lord says, it truly is beautiful. And a lot of our listeners and us, our whole life is pretty much being a wife and mom. Our identity is not in it, but that is our huge call. And what a blessing it is to be able to raise souls for generations, because our work now, what we're putting in, obeying God's word, lasts not just for today or tomorrow. It lasts for generations. And we don't know how that's going to affect society. Like, we're raising souls, Lord willing, that will go out and be missionaries to the world for God. So it's like, how many souls can be touched through the Holy Spirit, you know, through our just a
Obedience.
vessel of our children and us to be submissive to God's word and not listen to what the world says. And that really is great. Like, you look at, I wish I could just put my image in my head of like the chart of how many, you know, generations could be affected just because we're taking a stand for God's word and not falling into the lie what feminism is or the other trad wife movement that isn't biblical.
Absolutely. I agree. I have nothing else to add to that because it's so true. So if you stay home or if you go to work, we are just saying you need to do what the word of God is calling us to do. That is the end of the story. As long as you are walking in God's will, he will direct you in the right paths. He will use his Holy Spirit to convict you on what you need to do, but to not hook up on the world's mindset on you have to do this or you have to do that, one extreme or the other, is super important that you stay steady on God's word, because if so, you're going to be left dry and empty.
And not falling into the trap of thinking your work doesn't matter, because you see a lot in today's society of women being almost a woe is me that nobody sees my work, you know, my unpaid work. And a lot of the time it can fall into a sympathetic woe is me type of feel, when in reality, should we, that's not how we should address it. Yes, there should be hard days.
And that's what we can touch. You're saying this is for the stay-at-home mom. For like, you're not getting paid, you're not getting compliments, you're not getting raises. You're just, you know, you're wiping the bottoms, you're making the food, you're repeating each day, you're doing laundry, you're doing the dishes. We may not get complimented every single day, but it's also the silent work is not victimhood. It is a victorious, it is a
Revolution.
revol yeah, what did I say? A silent revolution, and that it is holy work. And
Absolutely.
us as women, we are so used to getting complimented. Like, that's a, not used, we just like to be complimented.
Yeah, and how much of that
It's for yourself.
is for ourselves, and how much of it is a crutch to be complimented? Because if we go every day and then we don't get complimented, it's like, it does our work even matter? Is this even making a difference in the world? When, yes, our work, every mom's work for the Lord does matter, and it does make a difference. Even if nobody sees it, the Lord sees it. And that's
And it's who
worth,
are you doing it for?
who are you doing it for? Yeah, absolutely. So with the woe is me movement, and you see a lot of moms like, I self-care, my first things first, self-care for me, or something like that. You know, it's like you're putting so much value in yourself rather than the word and the Lord. And this is kind of off topic, but I have found his peace and abundance, when it's truly all in him and not ourselves, it is so much more peaceful. It's like beyond so much more peaceful. And knowing that we are made in his image and that he has a divine purpose for all of us, especially for the one for the topic we're talking about, and that's being the keepers of the home, is that it's a beautiful thing to be able to take care of the ones we love. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to nurture our homes and to create an environment that's safe and loving for our family, and to become more Christ-like with dying to ourselves so that we may be more like Christ and loving our husbands and children well. It's such an honor to do that, because when we listen to the culture saying, you deserve a girls' weekend or you deserve a girls' trip, like get away from those husband and kids. What a negative impact it can have on our mindsets.
Right, yeah.
And a lot of times those times and those mindsets make children a burden.
Right.
You get into those slumps where you're just like, and I guarantee, maybe I'm just talking to my for myself. I can't speak for anyone else. But if I fall into that mindset, it's, oh, he's whining again. I have to wipe another butt. I have to make another meal. And when I reel myself back and realize that, it's okay for children to slow you down. It's great to have such a loving husband to submit to, in my personal testimony. And we have our ups and downs, of course, but
Yeah, I agree.
yeah.
And what a blessing it is and a privilege to take care of the ones the Lord has and gifted you with.
Yeah.
Like what a privilege. And for the world to look at that anything but a blessing is just sad.
It is, yeah. And you just touched on that on Facebook with that one quote, that one girl,
Oh yeah.
Capel. Is that her name?
Chapel Rome.
I have no idea. Anyways, that's all I have to say, really.
Yeah, same.
I hear my son screaming.
Same.
Yeah.
So, all
And the
right.
door's
We
flying
love you
open.
guys and thank you for hopping on.